Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian from Zero, where you can learn Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian from Zero with me, Eka. Today, we'll learn about ajakan or invitation. Well, ajakan or invitation in Indonesian expects a response from the listener to join what is being done or going to be done by the speaker or to do what is suggested by the speaker. And word that is usually used to invite is mari or ayo. Mari or ayo, which is interchangeable. For example, mari kita belajar bahasa Indonesia. Mari kita belajar bahasa Indonesia. Mari kita belajar bahasa Indonesia. Let's learn Indonesian. And then we have, mari kita pergi ke taman mini. Mari kita pergi ke taman mini. Mari kita pergi ke taman mini, which is in English, let's go to taman mini. Another example, ayo kita makan bersama-sama. Ayo kita makan bersama-sama. Ayo kita makan bersama-sama. Let's eat together. And the last example, ayo kita pulang. Hari sudah malam. Ayo kita pulang. Hari sudah malam. Ayo kita pulang. Hari sudah malam. Well, mari tends to be used in formal communication, whereas ayo is used more in informal communication. Ayo is sometimes abbreviated to yo, yo, just Y-N-O, yo, which can be used at the end of the sentence. And the abbreviated from yo does not have the particle lah added. For example, besok kita ke puncak yuk. Besok kita ke puncak yuk. Besok kita ke puncak yuk. It means, let's go to puncak tomorrow. Another example, kita minum kopi dulu yuk. Kita minum kopi dulu yuk. Kita minum kopi dulu yuk. Let's have coffee. Listeners, the particle lah can also be added to mari and ayo, become marilah and ayolah. Marilah and ayolah. As well as making it more polite, the addition of the particle lah makes the invitation a little more sincere. So, the word marilah can also be used to convince the listeners. For example, mari kita jaga lingkungan. Mari kita jaga lingkungan. It means, let's look after our environment. Or you can say, marilah kita jaga lingkungan. Marilah kita jaga lingkungan. Let's look after our environment. And then, mari kita beristirahat. Mari kita beristirahat. Mari kita beristirahat. It means, let's take a rest. Or, marilah kita beristirahat. Marilah kita beristirahat. Means, let's take a rest. Same, right? Okay, the addition of the particle lah to ayo not only expresses sincerity, but also makes the invitation firmer. So if ayo does not convince the listeners enough, the form ayolah can be used to emphasize or express the sincerity of the speaker. For example, ayo kita beramai-ramai ke Bali. Ayo kita beramai-ramai ke Bali. What if I use lah? Ayolah kita beramai-ramai ke Bali. Ayolah kita beramai-ramai ke Bali. Which is in English, let's go to Bali together. Another example, Ayo ke sini, jangan malu-malu. Ayo ke sini, jangan malu-malu. Ayo ke sini, jangan malu-malu. Or, ayolah, jangan malu-malu. Ayolah, jangan malu-malu. It means, don't be shy. Well, listeners, that's the lesson for today. I'll be back in the next episode with a different topic. See you. Dadah.